In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Sunday, we heard Jesus speak about our interior motivations and how they determine the moral quality of our actions. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Well, it is interesting that this discussion of ritual purity and interior motivations is followed by two miracles of healing. The daughter of a Syrophoenician woman who was possessed by a demon, and the story related in today's gospel, the healing of a deaf man who also had a speech impediment. Reflecting on this miracle, the biblical scholar Mary Healy writes, "Like all healings in the Gospels, the physical cure of a deaf and mute man is real, but it also has a deeper spiritual significance. God designed human beings not only with the physical senses, but also with marvelous spiritual capacities to see and hear and relate to him. These interior faculties were disabled by original sin, causing a severe communication block between God and humanity. Jesus' healings of people who are deaf, blind, and lame are a sign of his restoration of humanity to the fullness of life and of communion with our Creator. Now, by the grace of God, we are able to hear God's voice in our hearts, to sing his praises, and proclaim his mighty deeds. As Saint Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man fully alive." Last week, our school principal, Steve Cunningham, and I had lunch with Michael Brennan, the vice president of Catholic Radio, at their station in Greer, only a few miles from our parish. And at that lunch, we talked about the programs Catholic Radio provides and the educational opportunities available for our students. And I also reminded Michael of a story of spiritual healing inspired by Catholic Radio that he told me when I first met him several years ago. There was a young man who was brought up as a Catholic, but like so many young people today, he was poorly catechized and did not have a strong foundation in the faith. Well, he went on to college and graduate school and then into business. And he more or less ignored his faith, but concentrated on hard work and success in the world. And he was successful. He had an important job and a large salary and all the material comforts he could possibly want. But there still seemed to be something lacking. There was an emptiness inside which he felt but could not define. And one day, as he was standing in his office looking out the window, he saw a flight of birds glide through the sky. And the emptiness within, the lack of meaning in his life, suddenly overwhelmed him. He felt he had to get out of the office and take a drive in the country to clear his head. And as he was driving, he was fooling with the radio, and a Catholic radio station came on. And he began to listen to Dr. Scott Hahn, the well-known convert and biblical scholar who teaches at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and who often appears on EWTN. And he heard Dr. Hahn explaining that when St. Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, speaks about all scripture being inspired by God and useful for refuting error, Paul was talking about the Old Testament because the New Testament had not yet been written. Well, for most of us, this might seem a mildly interesting idea, but for this young man, at this crucial time in his life, it opened his soul to the saving power of God. He suddenly wanted to study scripture. He wanted to learn more about the faith and how to defend it. So he started taking classes and got involved in apologetics and its charitable works. And eventually he left his job and moved back home to South Carolina and started working for Catholic Radio himself. Well, of course, that young man was Michael. And his story, while unique in some respects, is also typical of the way God works in our lives, calling us to experience his grace and his healing power. Some conversions are highly dramatic, like the healing in today's gospel. Some are quiet. Sometimes we are called to leave everything and go to foreign lands. Sometimes we simply start going to church. But in whatever way God calls, when we respond to his invitation, we begin to experience a new sense of purpose and meaning, a new flow of energy and enthusiasm, and a profound feeling of peace. When God enters our souls, we begin to come fully alive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.